By the sweat of your brow, you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken. For dust you are, and to dust you will return. Genesis 3, verse 19. Green burials. What is a green burial? It is an earth-friendly burial, also known as a natural or organic burial. Everything is recycled and or biodegradable. The deceased person is placed in a biodegradable casket or a shroud, or perhaps a favorite blanket. No embalming fluid is used. There are no concrete vaults. We believe burial is green only when it further legitimates environmental aims, such as protecting worker health, reducing carbon emissions, conserving natural resources, and preserving habitat, notes the mission statement of the Green Burial Council. Green cemeteries are often found near protected federal lands, such as the Memorial Park near Joshua Tree National Park in California. In 2009, Mount Carmel Cemetery in Wyandotte, Michigan, became the first Catholic cemetery in the United States to offer a green burial option. The people were exceedingly astonished, and they said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." Mark 7, verse 37. There are people who miss a lot of life, like the deaf man. Why? Because they have limitations as he did. It might be simply that they're sick a lot, and it's not always fun for some people to be with sick people. Or they're just fine to talk or to be with, but people hardly ever think about them. Other things get in the way. I can do miracles for them. I can bring the sound of my voice to their ears. I can give the sound of laughter to them. I can enable them to hear words of comfort. I can give the music of a compliment to persons who never get any. I can call someone on the telephone, someone who hardly ever hears the phone ring. I can quietly listen, really listen, to someone whose voice seldom gets listened to. To do this is no small thing. It may seem small and simple to do, but it's at the top of the list. It's what I was put on earth to do. What Jesus meant when he said, "As the Father sent me, so I send you." I have received from God the gift of God's love. This love is in me, and it's in me for a purpose, for me to enjoy, and also for me to give to others. When I do that, I am helping to bring this world one step closer to what I pray for every time I pray the Our Father: Thy kingdom come. The people were exceedingly astonished, and they said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." Spend some quiet time with the Lord.